Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us in our podcast series. My name is Tiffany Ruffino, and I'm a clinical social worker with the University of California, San Francisco. And our podcast series today is looking at financial resources. So in our first podcast, we looked at sources of income support. So if you're somebody with CF and you're taking time off work, you know, what are the disability options that can support you? And if you're caring for somebody who has cystic fibrosis, what options might be available to help support you in taking time off work? So that was our first podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be looking at just navigating medical expenses. So what are some options for help with hospital bills? You know, what are some options for help with medication costs? This will be part two. We'll also have part three of a podcast series today that's going to be looking at just a whole range of miscellaneous expenses like activities and camps and a variety of nonprofit foundations that can also help to pay for medical expenses. So definitely stay tuned to our third podcast if that is something that you're interested in. Okay. So we all know the medical expenses that can be out there, right? So there's hospital bills, there's medication co-pays, there's a whole range of different financial expenses for people with medication, for people with CF. And for people who listened in to the first podcast, I gave an example of a family that I worked with recently who had a $14,000 out-of-pocket maximum with their health insurance. So I'm seeing this more and more often, that people are getting these insurance programs that it's great you have insurance, but they're not comprehensive. They have really high out-of-pocket expenses. And so maybe your expenses aren't $14,000, but they still add up. And what surprises many people is that there are a lot of programs that are available, even if you have a really, you know, sizable, generous income. These programs are available for people regardless of their income. Some are income-based and some are available for everybody. So we're gonna talk about the different resources that are available to people. Okay, so whenever I am working with a family and I'm sitting down with them and talking about financial resources, the very first thing I'm gonna think about are there any other options for income support? And again, that's what we covered in the very first podcast. The second thing I'm gonna look at is, are there any other options for income or for insurance support? So are they maximizing their health insurance and could they qualify for any other sources of health insurance? So for example, maybe there's somebody else in your household who has an insurance option. You know, maybe you're married and has a child with CF and your wife's health insurance, she gets it through her work, but there's this really big premium every month and you never thought it was going to be worth it because the premium is so expensive. But when you actually look at the details of the policies, maybe you find out that even though it's a high premium and you're paying more every month for premium, actually the coverage is a lot more comprehensive and you're saving more overall. Other insurance options that are new with the healthcare reform, children can be covered up to age 26 now on their parents' health insurance, which is something that we didn't have before. So that's a really amazing resource just to kind of keep in mind. There are some other insurance options for people with pre-existing medical conditions. So the first one that I want to mention is the health insurance marketplace. So people might know this as Obamacare. It's the new legislation that allows for people with pre-existing health insurance, pre-existing medical conditions to get health insurance. And so this website that I have in my slide, it will take you to the health insurance marketplace in your particular state, and you can apply to see what's available for you. Now, if you have options for other insurance, like if you could be covered through your employer, they're probably not gonna cover you, you might not be eligible. But if you've lost your job or you're just looking at other options, it's definitely worth checking into. At least up until now, there are subsidies potentially to help pay for premium. So no one knows the exact future of this particular program, and I would definitely recommend if anybody is interested in advocating with their legislation, there are wonderful resources with the CF Foundation and with CFRI to really get involved and talk to your legislatures and try to help keep these programs that are really the lifeblood for people with chronic medical conditions. So definitely get involved. I've written letters. It doesn't take a lot of time to do. People think that their letters and their voices don't matter, especially if you're in a state where your representatives, they all get this and they're obviously voting for healthcare reform, but they can still say, we got 6,000 letters, and every voice really does count. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox, but these programs are very helpful for people. So there's also Medicaid and the CHIP program, Children's Health Insurance Program. So these programs are federal programs that are available to everybody in the country. There might be state-specific regulations about who qualifies in each particular state and what the income guidelines are, but they're available to everybody. I've known a lot of situations or a lot of families where maybe they have a private policy through their employer, but they aren't really earning a huge income, and maybe they also qualify for secondary insurance through Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California, and that helps cover all of their other expenses. So all their co-pays, all their deductibles are covered by Medi-Cal. So it's worth checking into if you have a lot of expenses. There's also Medicare as an option. Now, Medicare is going to be available for people who have been eligible for Social Security disability for at least 2 years. So after the six-month waiting period when you stop working, after you've had disability for 2 years, you're eligible for Medicare. And that's regardless of your income, how much you have in the bank, you're eligible for this insurance. But there are subsidy programs for people who have limited income. So it's a great program. We could spend a lot of time talking in detail about all these, but I'm just gonna kind of give you a snapshot. This chart is really helpful. It's an example of looking at the household size, household income in California, and which programs you qualify for. So all the way on the right, you'll see the different levels of premium subsidies for Covered California. That's our health insurance marketplace in California. So let's say you have a household, there's two people in your house, you're earning less than $64,000 and you have to buy insurance, you could potentially qualify for a premium subsidy. Medi-Cal for kids is at the very bottom, that big bar at the bottom. So let's say your household has three people in it. If your household income is less than $55,000, more or less, maybe your child could qualify for Medi-Cal, you know, and so on. So this is a really helpful chart just to kind of check as you're listening, am I eligible for any of these programs? And you could always look into more depth by talking to people, but just to give you kind of a snapshot. So I'm going to talk about some programs that are available in California, and I know that a lot of you are not based in California, but in my experience, a lot of people don't really know even what questions to ask and where to start, and so just kind of knowing about some of these programs will give you a sense of what you could even begin to ask about. So I want to talk specifically about our CHIP program in California. It's called California Children's Services. So eventually this program might be rolled into our Medi-Cal, but there's something really special about this program that I wanted to mention. So this is for people who are under the age of 21, and they do have a financial eligibility criteria of an income of $40,000, which is pretty low for the Bay Area. But I wanted to mention the special exclusion that they have, where if it's anticipated that you might be spending 20% of your income on medical expenses, then you could possibly qualify for this program. So you may remember the family that I talked about at the very beginning who has the $14,000 out of pocket and dad is only earning $60,000. So I actually put together a whole application for them. I outlined exactly what the cost of CF care is for a full year and calculated it out. And we put together an application, and California Children's Services took this very seriously. So it really made a difference in their case. And now CCS might cover all of their co-pays. So another program that I want to mention is the Genetically Handicapped Persons Program. It's kind of a mouthful, GHPP, but it's a very helpful program to know about in California. It's for people with specific genetic conditions. CF is one of them, and they will cover everything related to CF care. Now, this program is actually available for anybody regardless of what your income is. If the person is under the age of 21, they want you to apply for CCS first, but if you're ineligible for CCS based upon your income, then you could possibly qualify for GHPP. Now, they will look at your household income, and you'll pay a health insurance premium for GHPP based on what your income is, but if you're in a situation where you've got really high out-of-pocket expenses and there just aren't any other options, check this out. This may actually be a viable option to really help with a lot of your expenses on an ongoing basis. So definitely something to consider. Okay, so that's an overview of insurance. So once we've looked at insurance to see, you know, are there any other resources we can tap into to give you extra insurance, we're going to look at what your biggest expenses are. And so I want to talk about medication expenses, because we all know these medications are really expensive. And if you don't have great health insurance, you can be spending a lot on medication very quickly. So here's a little bit of good news. I've been in the field for 12 years as a medical social worker, and some of these programs are the best programs that I have ever seen. And I've worked in oncology, I've worked with people with extremely expensive medications, and I'm here to tell you these programs are really wonderful. So this slide gives you just an overview of some of the program types that are out there. So one website that I think is really great that you can keep in mind is called Needy Meds. You can go onto this website, you can type in the name of any medication that's out there, your albuterol, your Atrovent, your Bactrim, your acyclovir, Kalydeco, you know, any of the drugs that you could conceivably be on or your child could be on, and you can see if there's a program attached to that medication. So it's a really simple way to search. There's also what I want to mention, the HealthWell Foundation. So a few years ago, HealthWell got this really big grant for people with cystic fibrosis, and they have a special program. It is income-based, and I'm going to have a slide that will show you exactly what the household income is for qualifying for the program. But if you qualify, they can offer a lot of support. So they have a grant for $15,000 for co-payments for certain medications and equipment. And so they're not going to cover everything, unfortunately, but they do cover a lot. And so if your drugs are on that list and you meet their financial criteria, it's a tremendously beneficial program. And you can run a HealthWell copay card at your pharmacy, just like a secondary insurance, and it's extremely helpful. They have a second program that's just for vitamins and supplements that's for $2,000. It just went up within the last few months. And again, a really great program for your MVW vitamins, for your supplements, for the Pediasure. They just added a whole lot of really great supplements too. So things that are these kind of new, more organic supplements like Orgain and Kate Farms. So maybe you tried supplements 5 years ago and you hated the taste of them and you never want to try another Boost or, you know, Ensure in your life. But they have these new ones. Maybe it's worth trying if you want to help boost up your weight a little bit and your dietitian's recommending a supplement. So it's worth looking into. So then there's medication assistance programs that are tied to specific CF drugs. And I have a couple of slides that go into the specific drugs and some of the programs that are available. I can't cover all the programs on the slides, but I want to give you some examples and you can look at these and then talk to your social worker or to CF Compass in a little more detail to see what might be available for you. But let me just give you an example. So let's take Zenpep. Zenpep is one of the enzymes. So they have three tiers of pharmaceutical support. They have a free 30-day voucher if you're in a situation where, let's say you lose your health insurance, or there's some kind of a glitch and your insurance just isn't authorizing it and you have to fill your Zenpep that day and you just need medication right away. They'll give you a free 30-day voucher. It's pretty amazing. There's a program like this for Zenpep, for Creon, Pulmozyme. You can do this at least once in your life. You might be able to get free samples for Tobi or other medications. So it's a great level of support. Zenpep also offers a program for people who don't have any insurance or whose insurance doesn't cover the medication. So if you're going to lose insurance for an undetermined amount of time, and I'm working with a family right now where that's the situation, we're applying for free medication. So it's an amazing level of support. Now, they do have income criteria, but the criteria, I'm going to tell you, are pretty generous. And I say this with my experience in working in the field. They will also consider an appeal. So if you are over the limit, but you have a lot of household expenses or medical expenses, you can possibly submit an appeal. So it's worth looking into. Then they have a program for copay assistance for households, regardless of what your income is. You could be earning $400,000 a year and you could still qualify for copay assistance with this program. So not only do they help with your copays for Zenpep, but they'll offer you vitamins and supplements every month. Zenpep has a loyalty program where you can also earn points. You can get Amazon gift cards. You can get equipment. It's amazing. So this is just an example for Zenpep. You know, Creon has similar programs where you can get vitamins and supplements. They offer the copay assistance, the free medication, the uninsured program. So these programs are amazing. And one thing that I really want to mention about them that I can't emphasize highly enough is, let's say you have a really high deductible with your insurance company. And the first of the year when your insurance renews, let's say your deductible is $2,000. And that means that no matter where you have your expenses, whether you're going to the pharmacy, the doctor's office, the first $2,000 you spend, it's going to be out of your pocket, and then your health insurance kicks in. if you strategically maneuver this, so you go to the pharmacy and you fill the drugs that you have the copay programs for, so your Pulmozyme or your Creon or your Tobi, you might be able to apply that towards your deductible, and then poof, your deductible is gone. And it's one of the most magical, beautiful things to experience, to have this really high deductible magically disappear. So it is absolutely worth looking into. You know, I can't always guarantee that this is going to work, but it's something to consider. So this slide just goes over, you know, the Creon programs, the Pertzi, the Bethkis, the ZenPep, Pulmozyme. The next program, the next grouping of programs that I have are income-based, so the Vertex program for, you know, Kaleidoco or Cambi, Symdeko, they do look at household income. They don't publicize what their guidelines are because it's very case-by-case basis, so I would just encourage you, if you feel like your expenses are really high, just go ahead and apply and see if they might be able to assist you. They also have programs for uninsured people. And they will consider people whose insurance just doesn't approve it. That's a lot harder, I think, to get approved, but the message is go ahead and try. It never hurts to ask. There's also a program I wanted to mention called the Assistance Fund. They used to have assistance for CF. They maximized all of their CF funding, but it doesn't hurt to check back, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, maybe they'll have funding again. Okay. So this is the slide that I have for the Healthwell Foundation. So it gives you a sense of what you can earn in your household and still qualify. Okay, so we've looked at medication expenses. Now, how do you deal with your hospital bills? I have a couple of suggestions. So again, you want to look at, is there more insurance that you can get that will prevent future hospital bills? If that's not possible, I would check with your hospital to see if they offer a financial assistance program. They're not going to advertise this, but many of them do. There is a federal law that requires certain hospitals to have a financial assistance program, and it's the Hill-Burton Act. It's income-based, so not everybody is going to qualify, but it's there for some people. So check it out if you have a lot of really high hospital bills. Or if you suddenly, let's say you were earning a really good income, but then you lose your job, there are some changes within your family, hey, it's an opportunity to apply for those hospital bills you've been accumulating over the past year. You know, take that opportunity when your income is lower to apply for assistance. Hospitals can often sometimes accept payment plans. Maybe you owe $10,000. Maybe you can only pay $20 a month. I mean, it never hurts to ask. You know, oftentimes hospitals, they're just happy to have some money coming in and not have things go to collections. So just ask. You may be surprised by what they're willing to negotiate with you. And then there are some nonprofit organizations that you can apply to where you can apply for help with your hospital bills. And I'm going to be covering those particular organizations later on in part 3 of the podcast series. So definitely stay tuned, you know, if you want to look at those in a little more detail. Okay, so when we're thinking about insurance expenses and what insurance covers and doesn't cover, I just want to put a plug that sometimes insurance will actually cover travel and lodging. And this is often a big shock for people. They never knew this was even an option. So it may be specific to certain procedures. So people who are getting a lung transplant, maybe your insurance, your private insurance, like your Anthem or your Blue Cross or your Cigna or your Health Net, maybe they could offer a certain travel and lodging benefit. So if you're relocating to live near your transplant center for your transplant and you have to pay for some outrageously expensive hotel or family house, maybe they might help you pay for it. Some insurance programs will also pay for just your mileage to get to clinic. So in California, we have a lot of the Medi-Cal programs like Partnership Health Plan or the San Joaquin, Health Plan of San Joaquin just added this. California Children's Services in certain counties, and boy, does it make me mad when certain counties don't pay for this, but certain ones will. They can pay for mileage reimbursement for your clinic visit. So it's absolutely worth looking into. Okay. So case example. So let's meet Isaiah. Isaiah is a 29-year-old with CF, and he is married, he's working, and Isaiah suddenly loses his job. Now, his wife worked part-time. She doesn't have options for health insurance through her work, and they were covered by his insurance. So now he's on unemployment, and they're worried, how are they gonna make their insurance payments? The COBRA premiums are outrageously expensive, and they just can't afford it. And oh, by the way, he has to pick up his Creon and his Pulmozyme tomorrow. So what are some ideas that you might think about considering for Isaiah for his medical expenses? The free 30-day supply of medication would be definitely the first thing to go to for the medications that he needs tomorrow. I put some ideas of things to consider. So he can apply for Medi-Cal. With his particular income, he doesn't qualify, but again, it's always worth applying and checking into. He applies for the health insurance marketplace in California, and he qualifies for a premium subsidy. He gets the 30-day vouchers of the medications. He doesn't know how long it's going to take for his insurance program to kick in, so he applies for the uninsured programs for his most expensive medications just to make sure he's got his medications coming in. It's a little bit of extra paperwork for everybody, but it's worth it if you get, you know, even a week of medication that you might not otherwise have had. And then once he's enrolled in the health insurance program for Covered California, he finds out he's got really high out-of-pocket expenses. So he applies for the copay programs for all of his medications, the Pulmazyme, the Creon, the Tobi. And then when he's got that immediate deductible, he goes to his pharmacy, he tries to fill those medications, and they really help with the deductible. And then, while his income is lower, and he is not earning the same amount that he was before, he applies for help with his hospital bills, and they knock off 5%. So it's not a lot, but he was really happy that he applied. So again, some resources where you can go for support. So definitely talk to your clinic social worker for programs that might be available for you, and talk to the CF Foundation Compass program. They're a wonderful resource that's available for you. So that concludes part two of our podcast series, Navigating Medical Expenses, Looking at Hospital Bills and Medication Costs. So please stay tuned for part three of our podcast series. We're going to be looking in a lot more detail about the whole range of miscellaneous programs that are available to people who have cystic fibrosis. And so stay tuned.